Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insisted to the nation today that his government is in charge following a coup attempt. Nathan Morley reports.
The Turkish president gave a defiant speech on national television from Istanbul following an attempt by a section of the army to overthrow his government. President Erdogan returned to the city after the prime minister said the situation in the country was under control. Erdogan said the attempted coup was an act of treason and the army needed to be cleansed. A senior advisor to the president, Ilnur Cevik, said the uprising had been quickly dealt with.
Rapidly, the situation turned in favor of the government, and Erdogan asked the people to flock into the streets in Ankara and Istanbul. And that is exactly what they did. Meanwhile, of course, there were the police forces. They're quite strong in Turkey to be able to counter this kind of limited military coup attempt. And then the military also started announcing the leaders that they were taking sides with the government and not with the coup people.
The situation in the two biggest cities, Ankara and Istanbul, remains confusing. There are reports of tanks still firing at the parliament in Ankara, and a commercial broadcaster reported a bomb attack on the presidential palace. The prime minister, meanwhile, has ordered aircraft which were hijacked by the coup plotters to be shot down. It's now reported that 120 people have been arrested in connection with the coup. The prosecutor's office in Ankara says at least 42 people have been killed in the city, most of them apparently civilians. Further casualties have been reported in Istanbul. As events unfolded, the army said it had taken control of the country and imposed martial law. A statement from the group was read on state television, which went off air soon after.
The government, including the president, is in treason and has diminished all basic rights and liberties. The secular democracy, which is based on the separation of powers, has been annulled.
The presenter later claimed she was forced to read the statement at gunpoint. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.